You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Yeah, you win again, Buttons. Every day we have a little side bet here if I'm going to plug in my headphones in time to start things off for the program. And Buttons won today because I did not. I had to do it on the fly. Welcome in, Scott Unash. Alongside or very close, 12 feet away from Mark Dukes here in our KGYM studios. Buttons on the other side of the glass as we take you through a Wednesday midweek edition of the program. Good show coming up for you. Get your fantasy football questions ready to go for Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications, and he will join us in about a half hour or so. As of the moment, anyway, we've got at least the full schedule of games that are scheduled to take place this week. We do have the buys starting, so keep that in mind. Got Thursday night football coming your way tomorrow. We got Major League Baseball playoff action tonight. We've got it going on as we speak at Dodger Stadium as the America's team, the Houston Astros, are going to try to advance with a three-game sweep over the Oakland A's, but it just got tied up. More on that coming up. We've got the Braves and the Marlins, our usual four teams playing matinee baseball in the playoffs, but at least we have matinee baseball. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you and our listeners. Buttons, how you doing today, bud?
He's looking for a new football team.
He's giving up on the Cowboys already?
Apparently, is that the top story of the day? You haven't said it yet, but you are thinking about it. Is this true? It's true. He says it is true. He is at least thinking of abandoning the Cowboy ship. We'll see. I said plenty of room to follow those Kansas City Chiefs, your world champion Kansas City Chiefs, mind you. And he said, no, that'd be too much of a bandwagon. I said, nope, I will allow it. I will allow it. So,
story of the day is Elite Sportsbook just added a betting option, a daily betting option for Scott Unash putting on his headsets before the show begins.
Yeah, and so far I'm 0-1. You can reach us on the text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is our phone number as well. Again, that is the same set of digits, 319-366-1600. Baseball tonight, two games for you. We'll join the second one in progress, but we will have game number three of the best of five between the Yankees and the Rays. It is tied at a game apiece. It will go at least four. A pivotal game three coming up tonight, and we'll have that one for you. All of our frequencies at 6 o'clock, and then as soon as that is put to bed, we will join up with the second game between the Dodgers and the Padres. Dodgers hold a one-game-to-none lead in that best of five over their Western Division rival. So baseball tonight, we got baseball at 1600 and 102 tomorrow night. We've got Bears football, Thursday night football from Westwood One on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as the Bears will try to slow down Tom Brady and the high-flying Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming up tomorrow night.
Don't feel particularly good about that game. Even if the Bears had won on Sunday, I would not have felt particularly good because Brady is playing well and it's a very good Tampa Bay defense. The Bears, you thought Nick Foles was the savior. Not so much against Indianapolis, which really has a really good defense.
Yes, they do.
Indianapolis is very good defensively, and Phillip Rivers more than sufficient at quarterback there. So at this moment, I don't feel particularly good about tomorrow night's game.
We'll see. We'll see. You never know. We are playing NFL football tomorrow night. There is some doubt, I guess, as far as NFL football is concerned, because the NFL's chief medical officer coming out today, Mark, and talking about the fact that he believes it would be in possibly in the best interest of the National Football League to pause their season mid-season due to the, I guess, the rise, if you will, of COVID-19 cases, not only around the country, but also as far as the National Football League is concerned. You've got apparently two more Titans that have tested positive. Gilmore, I believe, of the Patriots today, and that, of course, affects the Chiefs because Patrick Mahomes and he shared a hug after the game, which was really dumb, and Patrick Mahomes now says, yeah, that was really dumb. I won't do it again, even though I respect and admire opponents, but in this day and age, you probably should not do that. So you got that situation happening. You mentioned the Raiders as well with some COVID concerns. But as of right now, everything is still on for the weekend. But I guess the game that is probably in the most jeopardy right now would be the Tennessee-Buffalo game. And like we said last week, when you start going down rabbit holes of changing schedules and things like that and messing with bye weeks, you've pretty much played your hand and you've laid your cards on the table if you're the National Football League. Now, if there's another reshuffling of the deck chairs, you're in trouble. And we may have that.
We may. I don't know. The medical expert certainly has a sound opinion. Agree with it or not, should the NFL season continue at this point? What's the threshold for more cases popping up? I don't have the answer.
I don't either.
But we'll certainly bring it to you as it develops.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. And the chief medical officer, the NFL's chief medical officer, is a gentleman by the name of Alan Sills. And he doesn't rule out the league pausing in the midst of the 2020 season due to the rising number of cases. But we will see. Again, we will see how it plays out. 319-366-1600. The Washington Redskins have benched their bonus baby quarterback, the former Ohio State Buckeye Dwayne Haskins, as apparently it is his fault that the Washington football team is not winning at this point. But he is not going to be the starting quarterback the next time that Washington football team takes the field. He has been benched.
Yeah, we'll see the impact of that when we talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com and that and more as we proceed into this coming round of games as we know right now.
So. Yeah. We have baseball going on right now. One American League game, one National League game. I let the kitty out of the bag. They are in the bottom of the second inning in Los Angeles as Houston and Oakland are going at it. Must win for the A's as they face elimination. And right now it is a 2-2 ball game. That in the top of the second. I said bottom of the second inning. It is in the top of the second inning. And again, Oakland must win. Atlanta with a one-game-to-none lead over Miami, and the Braves in the seventh inning lead the Marlins by a score of 2-0, shutting them out right now. And it was mentioned later on tonight, all of our frequencies will get Game 3, New York and Tampa, and that'll be followed by Game 2 of the Dodgers and the Padres coming up tonight.
Even though the Marlins would not be eliminated with a loss today, it appears the Cinderella story, as it were, maybe coming to an end with Miami, one of those teams that had an early situation with the virus, had to play some doubleheaders, as did the Cardinals. But both teams got in the playoffs, and Miami has been a surprise, I think you could say. And not eliminated yet. It's 2-0 right now, but looking more and more like the Marlins will go down 2-0.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's still a few at-bats remaining for the Marlins, but we'll see how it plays out. And even if they went down, I think if you told Marlin fans, I don't think there's a ton of them around here, but obviously in South Florida and the southeastern part of the United States, hey, you will be in the divisional series, but you're going to get beat at the beginning of the year. I think they would have taken that and ran with it. So
absolutely,
we'll see. It is still disappointing when you get to the end of the year, but it is what it is. 319-366-1600. That is our phone line. That is the text line as well, if you'd like to get in some texts. Iowa continuing with their pseudo-media days. More players being interviewed today. Defensive players, I believe, today. Of course, yesterday, Fran McCaffrey talked. And we're going to talk about that coming up. We're going to take a break and talk about that in a moment because pretty big news coming out of Iowa basketball last night. And I tell you what, I know the NBA is getting a lot of headlines right now. Not a lot of ratings, but a lot of headlines right now as the Lakers take a 3-1 lead last night with their win over the Miami Heat. But college basketball is doing their darndest to roll out a pretty darn good product coming up in about a month and a half. And we'll talk about that. And that includes the Hawkeyes. More on that. We'll get your thoughts about the schedule and more. It is Gym Class coming your way on this Wednesday. Chris Liss, about 15 minutes away. Get those fantasy football questions ready to go. But we'll talk a little college hoops when we come back here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
You want your lights on, and your garage door going up and down, and your refrigerator refrigerating. And so do the people at Linn County REC, because they live here and work here just like you do. They have kids in school here, shop on Sunday afternoons here, cheer on the sidelines here, and need their lights and garage doors and fridges to work just like you do. That, in a nutshell, is what an electric cooperative is. Members who share a community, choosing the best options for affordable, reliable, safe energy. When the member leaders of Linn County REC make decisions, they're keeping their own family and yours in mind. The choices they make directly affect them, the same way they affect you. So they consider each option carefully. And as with any electric cooperative, any profit made during the year is shared back with members like you. Those are just some of the benefits of membership at Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative. October is National Cooperative Month. Find out even more at linncountyrec.com.
Time to refresh your space? Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander would be proud to help with impeccable, well-born cabinetry. The Alexander design team respects and can work with any budget. And in addition to stunning kitchens, they also create home offices, mudrooms, laundry rooms, bathrooms, even living rooms with built-ins. Design with the experts at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
As a property owner, you think you should be able to do it all, but even you could use some help. That's what EPM Iowa Property Management does. At EPM, every property matters, whether you own a large apartment complex or a one-bedroom house rental. EPM Iowa keeps your tenants happy and maintains your properties so you get the investment returns you're hoping for, plus more time to spend with family, find other investments, or just get a peaceful night's sleep. Let EPM Iowa manage your rental property. Get to know them at epmiowa.com.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brammelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Capital One checking and savings accounts have no fees or minimums and a top-rated banking app that lets you manage your money anytime, anywhere, even from your favorite hiking trail. With Capital One's app, you can check your balance, deposit checks, pay bills, and transfer money from wherever you are anytime you want, even when you're cooking dinner. Open a fee-free checking or savings account online in about 5 minutes. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
College football, it's the game you wake up early on Saturdays for, even though kickoff isn't until 7. The game where the Goodyear blimp becomes a Hall of Famer. The game that goes just beyond school, spirit, fandom, or love of the sport. It's the game where the comebacks happen. It's the game where anything can and will happen, as long as you have the drive. Because college football is the game that moves you. We get it because it moves us too. Goodyear, more driven.
Back in the Gym Class at 318 here on KGYM. Thank you very, very much for tuning in. Todd Brammelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn will come your way right after us from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock this evening. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. And your thoughts welcome about the news that broke last night. John Rothstein, among others, with the news about college basketball. And very apropos after Fran McCaffrey with the Zoom meeting yesterday with members of the media, mentioned Iowa was going to play a 27-game schedule, and 20 of those are going to be Big Ten games, so that leaves 7 non-conference. The coach mentioned Iowa State, at least as far as he is concerned, will still be played. Iowa will have a multi-team event, an MTE. That is our new acronym for this year for college basketball. An MTE that they will host, so there's 2 more games. So that leaves 4. You know it's not going to be you and I and Rake. We know that. But December the 19th, the news broke last night. Could be a possible top 5 matchup. It is right now anyway in the preseason polls, the silly season polls, if you will. But in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, it will be, as of right now, number 5 Iowa taking on number 1 Gonzaga in a one-off game for this season. And by the remarks of a lot of folks from both fan bases, I think we are enthused about this.
Should be. I don't think there's any question about it. As you outlined, no guarantees that either team will be ranked as they are right now. It could be higher. Not in the case of Iowa, I guess. But both teams have games prior to that December 19th meeting. And coincidentally, December 19th also is the date of the Big Ten football championship game and that championship weekend. What are they calling it? Champions weekend or something like that.
MTE? No. That's the other
one. Iowa football will be playing on that day, presumably. Whether it's in the championship game or not, obviously remains to be seen. But circle that December 19th date as something you really don't want to schedule a wedding or anything like that.
True.
But I love this. And congratulations to Gonzaga and Iowa both for embracing this game. Gonzaga didn't have to go to Sioux Falls, South Dakota to face a team that's a border team. Hats off to Gonzaga and hats off to Iowa for agreeing to a high-profile matchup. And saw some people today, well, why can't Iowa football do this?
Oh,
schedule Alabama. Apples and oranges there.
It is. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in. Yes, and 3280, thank you. They did move Dwayne Haskins to the third string. Will the Washington football team be looking for another quarterback? And that's also the case for the Giants and the Jets. You get 2 years basically now, and if you don't do anything, you're thrown on the scrap heap. But anyway, back to basketball. You take a look at Gonzaga, and this is what Gonzaga has to do. Maybe not as much as they used to, but aside from the West Coast Conference, and the West Coast Conference has got very good basketball. I mean, that's St. Mary's in there. That's BYU. That is Gonzaga. You know, they've had San Francisco's had some good teams over the years, not going back to Wilt Chamberlain, but at least in the last handful of years anyway. Portland's been okay. They have to go out and get a lot of good non-conference names, and they've done it. I read the article last night, and Gonzaga's playing a couple other top 20 teams other than Iowa. But as far as Hawkeyes are concerned, if you are ever going to go out and schedule something in a one-off situation, and that is what this is, it's a one-off situation. There'll be no rematch, more than likely. It's going to be, we're going to play, we agreed to play this year because we both have open dates. It's a COVID situation, whatnot. Let's do it. It's going to do nothing but help both teams. The difference, and you mentioned apples and oranges between football scheduling and basketball scheduling, and it is. In football, you can, yes, it's going to make your schedule look good. But if you're in Iowa and you schedule a Georgia or an Auburn or whatever the case may be, and you lose, that is still going to be against used against you as far as getting college football playoff, whatever, as far as your record is concerned. College basketball, that is not the case, and we've seen that over the last couple of years, because who's getting the bad end of this deal? It's the mid-majors, because no one is scheduling them. And there's a difference between, and hey, Iowa and Iowa State have shown it. That's why they don't play UNI and Drake anymore, is because you schedule a mid-major, you get beat, and your RPI takes a nosedive. It shouldn't, but that's the way it is. And, whatever the latest acronym is, I can't remember what it is. But anyway, RPI is tied in there as well. But if you are a Power 5 school and you play a Gonzaga, even if you lose, if Iowa goes up, loses in Sioux Falls by 8 in a very well-played game, Iowa's going to get more credit from that than if they beat 5 directional schools or lose to an Illinois State or what have you, or a Bradley, or whatever the case may be. I'm not saying it needs to be that way, but there's your difference between football scheduling and basketball non-conference scheduling.
Yeah, the debate over Iowa's football scheduling is old, and it's not going to go away. People are on both sides of the fence there. Don't forget, in the bowl season, the Big Ten and the SEC have a lot of tie-ins together. I mean, Iowa's played LSU. It's played Georgia. It's played South Carolina. Not Georgia, I'm sorry. Florida, South Carolina, and on and on. So as far as basketball goes, the game time for this contest has not been set. We would assume that would be probably look at what the football schedule looks like on that day to try to avoid basketball and football being on top of one another, but sometimes networks don't care about that.
No.
Last time Iowa defeated the number one ranked team, and Iowa's played several number one ranked teams in recent years. The last time the Hawkeyes defeated one was Michigan State in 2015. You recall in the 80s when Iowa played Ohio State, when Ohio State was number one, is that right? And Steve Alford, not a friend of the show, Steve Alford beating Connecticut
first game.
In his first game when Connecticut was number one.
Coming off a national championship.
So it's happened more times than you would think, but defeating a number one team, it happened in 2015.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 is the text line. Gonzaga is also playing Baylor in non-conference in early December. As well, I think two Saturdays prior to facing the Hawkeyes at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls. Cyclone Tim on the text line, Gonzaga needs it more than Iowa. I don't know. Gonzaga is not a mid-major anymore. Gonzaga is a big boy, even before they were rated number one going into this year.
Make a good point. Whoever loses this game is going to benefit more than if it had played name a variety of 300 different teams in the country, 350 teams. So this is a win-win, I think, for both programs.
And college basketball, many of the teams see this in the Power Fives, and they're going to be playing, whether it be, I know that the Maui Invitational is going to be played. They announced this year in Asheville, North Carolina, and 8 really good teams stacked up as far as that tournament is concerned. That's usually played out in Maui. The venue will be slightly different for those people, but at any rate, they are going to play it in Asheville. North Carolina is one of the teams that's going to be involved, one of the 8 anyway.
I've been to Asheville. It's a fine...
I've been to Asheville, too, and it's a pretty, pretty city.
My brother lives just the next town over.
In the Blue Ridge, Blue Ridge Mountains down there in the Appalachians. Yeah. It's beautiful down there. But that's not our point. We digress.
Smoky Mountains.
Right in that area, yeah. The Appalachians. It's the whole thing. And anyway, there are a ton. Teams are loading up in their non-conference schedule because I would imagine for many reasons. One of those, like you said, you don't know how long you're going to be playing, and you need to get some cachet stocked in there as far as your schedule is concerned and who you played and strength of schedule and whatnot. There aren't going to be nearly as many Power 5 versus directional school name your choice this year, which is good. But we'll go back to it in 21-22, I would imagine.
I got a good poll question for you today at KGYMradio.com related to this topic. And by the way, I didn't mean to insinuate Asheville was Maui by any stretch of the imagination.
It is not, but it is very pretty in its own way.
Thanks to Hawkeye Title and Settlement and Steve Anderson and his crew doing great work in that area of business since 2003. The question is, which sport will matter to Hawkeye fans on December 19th? Will it be football or basketball?
I think both are going to matter in a whole big way. It's going to be interesting. I think a lot of it has to do with, is Iowa going to be in the football championship game, or is it going to be the third place versus third place matchup, or third place versus fourth place, or whatever the case may be? Are fans going to be allowed? That's another one. Say that the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls has what? Allows fans to be there, some fans to be there. Football doesn't. Is Iowa off to a good start as far as basketball is concerned? You got to think the interest level right now for Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeye basketball team is at an all-time high. Going in, Luka Garza coming back, Jordan Bohannon coming back. You got to think that's the case. It would be a great day if it was Iowa championship football and Iowa Gonzaga, albeit not at the same time. You would think that the television folks would see that if that arises.
You would think.
And say, the football game's probably not going to be moved. It's going to be the basketball game that's going to be moved to a different time.
As far as the Sanford Pentagon and fans being allowed in there on December 19th, that facility is smaller than the U.S. Cellular Center.
Yeah, it's not very big.
3,250 people. 3,250 is the capacity the Sanford Pentagon. So we allow 10% and let 320 people in.
You know, friends and family, what have you. I mean, it's not a big venue. It's a very neat venue up there. I have not been there, but I've talked to people that have been there. And it's very quaint, cozy. It was built as a old-time-ish venue looking with modern amenities. And they've played many games there, some big college basketball. Iowa's played there in the past, as a matter of fact, as well as other teams. So it should be fun. I think it's fantastic. And Iowa's non-conference schedule a season ago was very, very challenging. Everyone thought it was too challenging. Iowa came through it with flying colors. Is that going to be the case this year? That remains to be seen. But we know at least of two of the non-conference games. We don't know the three other teams that Iowa is going to invite to their on-campus tournament. We don't know the three other schools yet that Iowa will play other than that. But we'll see. Like I said yesterday, I think they're going to be somewhat regional. Love to see you hope it's not going to be I can't imagine Iowa playing another Missouri Valley Conference team and not playing UNI or Drake. That would be kind of a slap in the face. But maybe Summit League, you know, maybe Western Illinois makes another appearance at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Southeast Missouri. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. But I think it's probably going to be of that ilk somewhere. 3:33, we have not forgotten. It is Bowling Night in America tonight. We will have a Bowling Night in America preview brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. We will do that before we depart today as well. 319-366-1600 is our text line. I want to remind you as well that the gym has partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. So please submit your information at least 60 days prior to your event. And if selected, your event will be featured on the air and online. Go to kgynradio.com and click on Community MVP for more information on that. Vote on the poll question. What do you think about December the 19th, which could be a big red-letter day as far as Hawkeye athletics is concerned? And fingers crossed that everything will continue to go okay in the fight against COVID-19.
Yeah, in terms of which sport's going to matter more to fans at that point, I think no matter what happens before Iowa faces Gonzaga, there's still going to be high interest in the men's basketball team. The variable is what is this football team going to do, and will it reach the championship game in Big Ten football, or will it, fall into that third place game or what have you? So we'll see.
We'll see. Still 2-2. They are in the top of the third inning. Houston and Oakland going at it right now. That in game three of that best of five. And again, the Athletics need a victory, and they are in the eighth inning now. Atlanta still on top of Miami, 2-0, and Atlanta would lead that series 2-0 if they hold on. Tampa Bay and the Yankees coming up tonight at 6 o'clock for you on all of our frequencies with a first pitch at 6:10, and then we'll join up in the back half of the Padres and the Dodgers, probably halfway through that game or so. Tampa and New York played again. You can take the home field out of the playoffs, but you cannot take the long, long playoff games out of the playoffs. These games are taken forever. And, Cal had to go into a third bag last night.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Chris Liss of rotowire.com set to join us. Get your fantasy football questions ready to go at 319-366-1600. Chris joins us coming up next.
Hey, guys, it's officially fall, and Vernon Village True Value has you covered.
Yeah, Jim, like a master mechanic tape measure for only $10.99. That's savings of $9.99. Or pick up a leaf rake. They're just $6.99 each.
You know it, Hal. And 1 gallon jugs of Rain-X windshield washer are 2 for $7 right now.
For your yard, house, and car, you know where to go this fall. Right, audience?
Yeah!
Vernon Village True Value, 3501 Mount Vernon Road Southeast, Cedar Rapids.
Hey, how come nobody else's leaves are out?
Leaf vacuums? Delayed, buddy.
How do you guys know all this?
It's right on my phone. See?
Nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No, you actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com, especially this fall. With all the debris collection, you'll find out about any delays or schedule changes.
No more Miss Leaf Day. I like it.
Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Stu Gatz here. What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening, who's able to hear more than what's being said, and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard. For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL to talk to an advisor today who's ready to help you with your small business needs. 877-ASK-DELL.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Sure thing, we can help you with your wipers. If yours are squeaking or streaking, it's probably time to replace them. We've got great deals on wipers that can stand up to any weather. Right now, you can get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail or email when you buy two Rain-X Quantum Wiper Blades. And with our next-day delivery and free same-day store pickup, you can get them fast. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Back with you on the Gym Class, coming up on 3:39 here on the Wednesday edition right here on KGYM. Again, we've got playoff baseball coming your way tonight, as it will be the Yankees and the Rays. That will be coming up for you, and we'll join it at 6 o'clock, all four of our frequencies, and after that, it'll be the Dodgers and the Padres. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com set to join us right now. If you have a question for Chris, let us know via the text line. You can also reach us via the phone line as well at 319-366-1600. A very interested in the Yankees-Rays series, Chris Liss, of course, with the Yankees being his team. Are you confident or are you worried?
I'm like reasonably confident. I mean, their lineup is probably the best in the league, and we'll see. I think they can take the Rays. I hope they do. I really kind of hate the Rays.
It is a rivalry. I mean, it's not even budding. It's a rivalry now. There's not a lot of love lost between the two teams.
Yeah, the Rays are like, the whole Wall Street team that squeezes the extra 2%. They're super cheap. You know, I don't love the Rays. I feel like they rarely make the big signing. They have a great team now, but I hope the Yankees crush them.
Chris, where did you have Aaron Rodgers ranked among the quarterbacks going into this year?
Lower than anybody in the industry. I had him at 21. I thought there's just no upside to this guy. He's old, doesn't take chances. He's only got last year, he only had 26 touchdowns. He only threw two picks because he never, takes a chance. Doesn't trust anyone besides Devontae Adams. They didn't draft a receiver. They drafted a backup quarterback and a third string running back for God knows what reason. Like, there's no upside in this. Like, he's, his days of throwing the ball down the field are over, and they didn't even add any receivers. And then they added Funchess, who opted out, and so they really didn't add any receivers. And just oddly, he just looks like the guy from 5 years ago. Mm. I'm very surprised by it, but I'll take my L on this one.
Well, I took an L in a big way last weekend. If you're going to get beat, you just might as well get crushed and get it over with very early. And I satisfied that box and checked it off. Going up against the likes of Mixon and others that scored about 5 touchdowns each last week. So if you're going to do it, you might as well just do it that way.
Yeah. I had Kittle in the league, and I was one of the people doing it to somebody. Kittle and Melvin Gordon and like 3 other guys that all had 30 points, and it's pretty nice. Dak Prescott, Dak Prescott, this is actually a crazy stat, but you know who the quarterback – there's 3 quarterbacks in the league, Prescott, Wilson, and Josh Allen, and through 4 weeks, all 3 of them – have the most quarterback points ever through 4 weeks. Like, all 3 of those guys are more than anyone ever in the history of the NFL through 4 weeks.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, let's see.
Lamar Jackson 2019 is the 4th most ever through 4 weeks, and the top 3 are all this year.
Wow. Yeah, going up against Josh Allen, Joe Mixon, Dalvin Cook, and Amari Cooper was not a recipe to win last week.
Yeah, it's a tough lineup.
Got some questions for you, Chris Liss, on the text line, 319-366-1600, 1288. Chris is in a half-point PPR and needs one of the following: Tyler Boyd, Deontay Johnson, or Darius Slayton.
Thank you, he says.
I'm going to say, I think Boyd is the safest, but he's also the lowest upside. And I think Slayton is the riskiest, and he has the highest upside, and Deontay Johnson's in the middle. They're all that equal. It just, do you feel lucky? Do you feel like gambling?
Yeah. By the way, Matt Olson just hit one to somewhere near El Segundo.
So funny. One of the guys who writes for RotoWire is an A's fan. He's always on Twitter complaining about how bad they look. And he just said, Matt Olson looks so lost. I don't know what's wrong with this guy. And then here we go. It's a bomb.
He went over the pavilion in right field at Dodger Stadium.
This ball could not be more juiced right now, by the way, baseball. Ridiculous.
I 110% agree. I know it's not you can't do that, but that's how I'm with you, 110%. 62-75, need 2 of 3 in a standard scoring. League, Ronald Jones, Antonio Gibson, or Daryl Henderson? Thanks.
I guess I'm sitting Henderson because the Rams didn't use him last week, and Akers is coming back, but he looked great, and I don't know what's wrong with the Rams or what they're going to do. Ronald Jones, you never know, but he did play a lot last week, and Fournette looks like he's going to be out. So I would go Ronald Jones and Antonio Gibson.
Did you start Jones last week? I saw your poll question.
I did. McKinnon outpointed him, but they both did fine. And then I had another league where I had McKinnon anyway. So
there you go.
Yeah.
21-39 in a PPR league. I did not invest in a tight end, and I'm paying for it. Would you consider the trade Tyreek Hill for Mark Andrews?
I love Mark Andrews, but I would not trade Tyreek Hill for him.
No, I don't think I would either. I'm a little biased, though. 319-366-1600. Questions for Chris Liss at BrotoWire.com. And Chris's appearance, by the way, as always, is brought to you by I'm On Communications.
It's about 77 here, Chris, and great October weather. So I think a few fantasy players might be on the golf course, just telling you that.
Yeah, could be.
What about Tom?
Enjoy it while it lasts in Iowa, because I know it's not going to stay.
That's right.
No, you're darn right it's not going to. What about Tom Brady and the start he's gotten off to? Haven't played the strongest schedule as of yet, but, boy, he looks like a 35-year-old quarterback, doesn't he?
Yeah, now he's day over 33. He looks good. You know, I mean, the last game, he kind of found his rhythm and it seemed like he was finding the open man and sprinting around. I mean, Mike Evans is questionable or doubtful, and, you know, Chris Godwin's out, and they're dealing with, like, Scotty Miller, O.J. Howard's out for the year. They've lost a lot of receivers. But Brady seems pretty comfortable. He doesn't look old. You know, he looks pretty poised out there. He's not sharp. He's not the offense isn't totally in sync. He doesn't really know his guys well enough, it looks like. They're still kind of getting it, although last week he had 5 touchdowns. But it's kind of fun. I think it's kind of cool. I think the Cam Newton Patriots, if, you know, once he gets healthy again, and the Bucs are both good teams. And it's interesting to see the post-Belichick-Brady split and how they're both, you know, doing pretty well.
Chris, Nick Chubb and Austin Eckler are among those hurt last weekend. What's the prognosis on them that you know of?
Yeah, we just talked to Stefania Bell on the radio today, and she said that I asked her, I said, $1 million to get this right, but we never pay her. I said, would you – I just peed on the rug. This is my puppy. Just peed on the rug.
Oh, no.
sorry, guys. Come on. You know better than that.
You got to save this clip, Buttons.
I was trying to watch him while I was on the phone, and I knew he was going to do it. So what were we just talking about again? Oh, the injury guys. Yeah. So she thinks Chubb, he's out 6 weeks with an MCL, and I guess it's a decently severe one because some MCLs are like nothing, right? Chris Carson played right through it 6 weeks, but that he should be okay, you know, depending if everything goes well, he could be okay. Eckler's got this hamstring tendon injury, and it could be really bad, but she said there's one tendon that you don't need, that they sometimes use, like when they're doing a surgery and they take, you know, a tendon from one place and put it somewhere else, and if he got lucky and it's that one, you know, they can just kind of trim it and get him back in a couple of weeks. But she said that barring that, Eckler's injury worries her more, and she would bet that Chubb was back first. Mm. But we're still talking about, you know, late November here. I mean, we're not, you know, this is week 10, week 11, so these guys are out for a while.
True.
What we've learned today, Chris Liss, not as good at dog training, potty training, as he is at fantasy sports.
Yeah, definitely not. I knew the way he was sniffing around, like he was up to no good, you know, and I just knew the second that I took my eye off.
Oh, man. It happens to the best of us. It happens to the best. Two questions here. Number one is a hanging curveball for you. 98-96, will the Jets win a game?
That's a good one. I hope not. You know, I really hate the Jets. Here's the thing. Flacco is so bad. You know, Darnold's out this week. Flacco is like if Eli Manning kept playing and went to the Jets, right? Or like Brian Hoyer, what we saw of Brian Hoyer in the Patriots-Chiefs game. That's basically where Flacco is right now. So I'd be shocked if they beat the Cardinals. I mean, the Cardinals aren't that good, and they got to go cross-country. But it's, you know, it's. I think it's a long shot for them to win this game. And, you know, who are they going to beat? Right? They're not, maybe the Dolphins. The Dolphins aren't that bad, though. The Dolphins are like a real NFL team, so – they'll probably win a game, because even if you have a 10% chance to win, you know, 12 more games, you're probably going to win one of them. But, you know, they're looking at 2-14, you know, 1-15, 3-13. They're bad.
62-75. Julio Jones, I would assume, or DJ Chark in a standard league?
Julio's almost certainly out, I think. So definitely Chark. He's got a great matchup.
7,100 is in a 1-point PPR. Montgomery or Drake?
Oof. I guess I go Drake against the Jets. Montgomery's got a tough matchup, but I'm nervous about Drake. He's healthy. He looked like he got hurt, but he's okay. But Kyler Murray likes to take the ball himself, but I'll say Drake.
All right. 9307 asks, Derrick Henry, Mike Davis, Miles Sanders, or Malcolm Brown needs two in a non-PPR league?
I would go Derrick Henry for sure if he's playing. And Mike Davis, who's the third one? Not Malcolm Brown, the other guy.
Miles Sanders.
Oh, Miles Sanders, yeah, he's really good, but Mike Davis is a better matchup. I'm going to say Mike Davis and Derrick Henry, and then play Sanders if Henry can't go.
Chris, it probably isn't much consequence fantasy-wise, but Haskins out in Washington, we get UNASH's cast off Alex Smith or what?
No, I mean, maybe at some point. Right now it's Kyle Allen. Alex Smith would be a good story. Apparently he's cleared. And Kyle Allen's not very good. At least he wasn't last year. But, you know, Dwayne Haskins just wasn't good. And wrote an article about this. But I just don't think you can take a non-mobile QB these days, unless the guy's peak Drew Brees or peak Tom Brady. You can't have Derek Carr as your quarterback who's immobile and expect to win, because – these mobile quarterbacks, now that they can slide and they don't take a lot of hits, it's such an advantage. And so Haskins is not very mobile. He doesn't have a huge arm. What does he do well? You know, and it's been about a year. He's been a full season of games, basically, and they're moving on. And it's smart, because the worst thing you can do as a franchise is draft an early quarterback. He wasn't that early, but draft an early quarterback like Mariota or Winston, and 5 years later, you've wasted half a decade of hope, and you're like, and you wasted everybody else's career that was with them. You can't stick with the bad quarterback. You take a shot. If the guy works out, it's great. If he doesn't work out, you move on. And I think that's what they're doing.
It could be. 82-20, Ebron or Dalton Schultz, the red-hot Dalton Schultz?
I mean, I'd probably go Dalton Schultz. Ebron's got a great matchup because the Eagles are struggling with linebackers. But Schultz has just been such a huge part of the offense, and I would go with him.
81-40 is in a full PPR league. Edmonds or Kelly?
It's a tough one. I'd probably go Kelly, because Drake is still the starter and Kelly is a co-starter right now.
Okay. Yeah, and Edmonds is kind of hot and cold, depending on if the Cardinals want to give him the ball, or if they're getting a lot of third down situations like they have been the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a whole lot of room, because the offense is disorganized. Murray gets all the points. And then Drake's the starter. So Edmonds, I think, is a good guy to have on your bench in case, you know, Drake gets hurt or they change it up. But it's really hard to start him.
Yeah. A couple more minutes, maybe a minute here with Chris, if you want to get in a last-second question out there. 319-366-1600 is...
Or a potty training tip.
Or,
you know,
puppy. What's your puppy's name, by the way?
Oh, Oscar. His name's Oscar.
Oscar. That's a good dog name.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a dachshund. He's a little long-haired mini. He's very small. I mean, he's, you know, and luckily, yeah, he's not a racehorse, you know, in half the league.
Not many dachshunds have been considered racehorses, but
I mean, in terms of the volume of liquid, you know, it's not a lot of cleanup.
Okay, so it's not too bad then what you have to deal with that as soon as
the house,
done.
What I'm saying. He's not flooding the carpet yet.
So. Okay, one more here before you go. Ford or Jarvis?
Jarvis Landry or Ford? Who's Ford?
I have no idea. Ford's a car.
Isaiah Ford.
Or a truck.
Yeah. Isaiah Ford.
Or a field.
Jarvis Landry's good. Plus, he's got a cannon for an arm. He's a left-handed thrower with a cannon. Who knew?
Yeah. All right. Very good. All this information and injury reports and what have you, all available, Chris, at the website at rotowire.com.
Yep. And you guys can try it for free. rotowire.com/trial is totally free for 10 days. You don't need a credit card. You get everything on Lyme advice, all the injuries, all the now the COVID list is a whole other issue that we're dealing with. You know, guys getting scratched for that. And it's completely free for 10 days, rotowire.com/trial. And if you are interested in lineup questions, you guys should just take it, just check it out and decide 10 days later whether you want to pay or not. Again, rotowire.com/trial.
Good luck with Oscar.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Scott.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Button's just shaking his head because he's got potty training tips.
That's, you know? He's going through the same thing. He
shaking his head no.
He knows exactly what he went through that. He went through that. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and get you ready for Bowling Night in America when we return.
While you can't believe everything on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man in foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. Back with you at 3:56 on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class at KGYM. Trying to hook up with Dave Koken coming up tomorrow in the Thursday edition of the show. I haven't talked with Smoke and Koken for a while, and the football season now underway. We'll get his thoughts about things coming up on the Thursday edition of the show. But we will also have a Bowling Night in America wrap-up. But before you have a wrap-up, you have to have a preview in our Bowling Night in America preview brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Thanks to Tom Churchka and everybody over there. Do appreciate it. And doing a bang-up job over there with all the leagues and whatnot. And we'll give you some more information on how you can get a hold of them coming up in a moment. We are in the doldrums of our worst ever start. Last place, but we are unleashing our secret weapon tonight, Mark.
Yeah, and I don't know the opponent, and it doesn't matter because
does not matter at this point.
It's on the team. Three Bruners in the lineup tonight.
Bruner tonight.
Jeff, Rod, and Mike.
At least scheduled.
Hide a certain brand of beer. hopefully they can get it done tonight. And yeah, we are mired in last place, and I should say that. There'd be a few heavy hearts out there tonight because it's our first Evergreen League competition since the passing of Virg Cervini, who played in the league and a mentor and coach to many. So, once again, our condolences go out to Virg and his family and friends. But if you have any inquiries about May City Bowl, go ahead and give him a call, 362-0136, or certainly visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com, and a wrap-up tomorrow.
We are playing the new team, the new kids on the block, New Image tonight, which includes our very own Mitch on the radio from Z102.9.
How about that?
They have very high handicaps, but they are in first place.
Wonderful.
And maybe fortunately or unfortunately are on 23 and 24. So it'll be less of a walk for the Bruiners. Bruiner. So anyway, hope for good things coming up tonight. But we'll have a complete report coming your way tomorrow on the program. Dave Koken also coming up tomorrow as well. Ben Visser on Friday to talk Iowa State as Iowa State and Texas Tech get ready to go at it Saturday. That'll be a 12:30 pregame, 1600 AM and 102.3. Playoff baseball is coming up tonight. It's now 4-2 A's, by the way, on another home run. Talk to you tomorrow at 3.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
This is SportsCenter.